with the fun.
Oh yeah, it's 6:02 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-been, woulda-coulda's, and never worse from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex. For the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. We are still running the drive, the donations drive. So go to WMFO.org, click on donate. Fill out the donation Google form and follow the link to the bottom. It's Tufts Giving to make your monetary contribution. Specific directions on how to donate to WMFO on the Tufts Giving page are included next to the link within the Google form. Help donate to help support the station. And everything we do, this is going to be the second novelty show. All novelty acts, although I am starting out with a song that wasn't intended to be a novelty. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours in WMFO Medford.
Once you understand, things get a little easier.
I'll be expecting you to get a haircut by Friday.
Forget it, Dad. That won't change anything.
Forget nothing. You'll do as I say as long as you're living in my house.
Things get a little easier once you understand. Things get a little
easier. He knows I'm not feeling well. And yet he doesn't take one second out to help his mother. His only concern is for himself.
Come on, Ma. What do you want from me?
Don't argue with your mother. Just shut up and listen.
supposed to mean.
Just curious.
Admit it, Mom. You don't trust me.
Friend's house.
Don't you have things to do in the house? Don't you have any homework? Why don't you sit down and read a book?
Oh,
don't go, Mom. You're wasting your life away with foolish things.
What are you talking about? How about your bridge club and your ladies' groups and your parties and your daytime programs? What about all that?
That's different.
Don't bother to come home at all.
When I was your age, I was working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, helping to pay for the food and the rent.
I don't understand. What's that got to do with me?
If you can't figure that out for yourself, you're stupid.
Guitar? I joined a group.
Son, there's a little bit more to life than joining a group, playing a guitar.
Yeah, Dad? What is there to life? Life.
Once you understand.
Life.
Things get a little life. Easier. Once you understand. Things get a little easier. Once you understand.
Mr. Cook?
Yes?
Do you have a son named Robert? Robert Cook, age 17?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cook. You better come down to the station house. Your son is dead.
Dead? How?
He died of an overdose.
Oh, my God.
Things get a little easier once you understand. Things get a little easier once you understand. Things get a little easier once you understand.
F, I say F-I, F-I-N. F-I-N-K, think, F-I-N-K, think, 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 R, I say R-A, R-A-T, R-A-T-T, rat, R-A-T-T, F-I-N-K, rat think, rat think.
again. Skies are turning gray again. Snow is on the ground. Everywhere the sound of Christmas calling. Mistletoe around the door. Presents scattered on the floor. You can see the joy for every girl and boy. It's Christmas.
Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. The station wants you to know that the support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. This is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and your friends here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, let me explain away this first set. Backing me up is a band called The Scavengers. And this month's backing track called Curfew has no novelty value whatsoever. In fact, I didn't even think to do this one or select this one until this morning. Anyway, just heard Christmas Calling. Yes, in this second novelty show of this fall season here at MFO on the Desperate Hours, I will be working in some Christmas songs. So I don't have a full-on Christmas episode. I just work in about five or six songs for the next three episodes. Because I'm just not going to play the treacly stuff. That's why. So anyway, Christmas Calling, Valerie Masters, a track originally released on Columbia in the UK in 1964. I got off the compilation Joe Meek Presents. Let's Go, Joe Meek's Girls. Came out in 1996 on RPM. For that, Alan Sherman with the B-side to Hello Mudda, Hello Fada, and Ragtop, Rag Mop, Rat Fink, 1963 on Warner Brothers. Before that, Think from 1971 on Laurie. And Once You Understand. And going out to Joe in L.A. Hopefully he's on the mend. Ramones and I Want to Be Well from the Rocket to Russia LP on Rhino. Rhino, no, it's Sire. Damn. See, I let this thing correct it for me. Sire. There we go. Well, trying full disclosure, it was out of my collection. I got it like shortly after it was released. Anyway, as I announced in the opening, the opener for the show, the donations drive is still on. I put in the notes, you can put in Desperate Hour, any show, Desperate Hour is, or any show that you feel is worthy of note when you make that donation. I'm not sure if there's a leaderboard or what. Anyway, let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Cheers. change the laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
You cannot change the laws of physics.
Laws of physics, Jim.
Oh, we come in peace. Shoot to kill, shoot to kill, shoot to kill. We come in peace. Shoot to kill, Scotty, beam me up.
It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it, Captain.
Hey, Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, bow.
You cannot change the script, Jim. I'll see you, Jimmy.
It's worse than that. It's physics, Jim.
Bridge to engine room, warp factor 9.
Oh, if I give it any more, she'll blow up.
Hi folks, I'm Joe Lacey. I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of. But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now really, I find this most illogical. Take the case of your automobiles. Greatest invention since man discovered wheels. Hydromatic overdrive, four on the floor. Push-button windows, push-button doors. Double-barrel carburetors rush you any place, but you never can find a parking space. Highly illogical. Take the case of modern man. He works all his life, gives it all he can. Saves all his money, works overtime. Pinches every penny, banks every dime. All he can think about is money, but you know that he can't take it with him where he's going to go. Now I find that fascinatingly illogical. Now is the time to journey home to tell of what I've learned. My people, I believe, have every right to be concerned. For in spite of computers and advanced psychology, behavior patterns are still a mystery. I predict the future of this earthly human race is that having made a mess of Earth, they'll move to outer space. Well, there goes the neighborhood. Totally, completely, absolutely, irrevocable, highly illogical.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
I'll take them big and small, red and blue and short and tall, lots of men. I'll take them in the kitchen, in the lounge or in the hall. Sporting all with beads and beards and big medallions, man.
I'm your man.
Hunky funky, junky hunky, lots of men.
I'm your man.
winter, and I love them in the fall. But when they're on my chaise longue, I love them best of all. Oh, oh. Let me tell you, he who hesitates is last.
I'm your man.
'Cause when I'm good, I'm very good. But when I'm bad, I'm better. Make it fast.
I'm your man.
That's the tonic, and I love it. Lots of men.
Are my methods unsound?
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. And if a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? No one home but you. You're all that's left me to. And when, my love, for life is running dry, you come and pour yourself on me. If a man could be two places at one time, well, I'd be with you tomorrow and today beside you.
Penny whistle, penny whistle, penny whistle, sing with the softest.
Castle shoes in black leather and exciting suede colours. Such a new look with a ghillie bow, a soft round toe and a love of a heel. You can switch a fella on with penny whistles. Only $5 and only at Tom McCann.
He loves me. He loves my penny whistle. He teases me about my penny whistle. He tells me how very nice I am in my penny whistle shoes from Tom McCann.
Okay, it's 6:36 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Let me tell you what I played. I was just trying to fix something with the Desperate Hours Facebook page. I don't get why you did that. But anyway, I just heard the great sound of Swingin' Tom and Penny Whistle. Something was sold in Tom McCann's stores, I do believe. And it was played on commercial radio back in around 1964-65. For that, Telly Savalas and If came out in 1974 on MCA. Definitely cashing in on his fame. For that, Mae West from the Great Balls of Fire LP, 1972 on MGM and Men. Leonard Nimoy, I picked up a sealed copy of this at the season closer at Todd Farm this past Sunday. Cheap. Cheap. Highly illogical, I might add. From the two sides of Leonard Nimoy, 1967 on Dot. Boy, that the firm did Star Trekking to open up that set. Originally released on Bark in 1987. I got off the very best of Dr. Demento. Came out in 2001 on Rhino. Anyway, since we're probably 8 minutes into where the next set would be, this said the next set's going to take us past the point of no return. I take us just about up to it, aka the halfway point of the show. This is the Desperate Hour's second novelty tune episode.
Chuck Yu, I do radio both here at WMFO and down the road at WMBR. But on Thursday nights, I prefer to listen to my radio. More specifically, The Desperate Hours with Alex. Stay tuned to keep on rocking with The Desperate Hours.
The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours.
Right here on WMFO, Medford.
Germans when he empties out a clip. Last name is Saunders, first name is Chip. If he fought for the Nazis, they would have won the war. They would have taken Russia and a whole lot more. With his hand grenades and Thompsons, he can't obliterate entire Nazi armies that fire back too late. If he fought for the Nazis, they would have won the war. They would have taken Russia and a whole lot more. And Thompson's, he can't obliterate entire Nazi armies that fire back too late. There's not a better soldier, Sergeant Saunders is the best. He proves it when he's wiping out crowd machine gun nests. If he fought for the Nazis, they would have won the war. They would have taken Russia. Germany and a whole lot more.
to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me. Who put the bomb in the bomb, bomb, bomb? Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lam-a ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shabop, shabop? Who put the dip in the dip, dip, dip? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me. When my baby heard every word went right into her heart. And when she heard them singing ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding-dong, she said we'd never have to part. So who put the bop in the bop, 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 bop? Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shoo, bop, shoo, bop? Who put the dip in the dip, 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 dip? Who was that man?
Ba-ba-bomb, ba-bomb, ba-bomb-bomb. And my honey, ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong, forever. And when I say dip-dip-dip, dip-dip, dip-dip, you know I mean it from the bottom of my boogity, boogity, boogity shoe.
Hi. This is Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland, and I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it.
You've lost that love and feeling.
Girl, you're starting to criticize those little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. 'Cause baby, something beautiful's dying.
You've lost that love and feeling.
Down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do. Oh, get a love. A love, a love you don't find every day. So don't, oh, don't let it slip away.
Hey there, children. This is Mal Thursday of the Mal Thursday Quintet and the Mal Thursday Show. You are listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
She looked so neat. I took her in my car and I couldn't wait to get that gal on a moonlight date. I thought she was the kind that I'd like to squeeze, but she was just a female Hercules. I put my arm around her and I pulled her up tight. She began to scratch, to kick and to fight. She said, "Now, bub, you better take me home. I'm not the kind of gal that likes to roam." I thought she was the kind that I'd like to squeeze, but she was just a female Hercules. She smacked me in the jaw and I heard my neck crack.
She twisted my arm and like to broke my back. She threw me on the ground like a sack of meal and then picked me up by the back of the heels. I want you to know she really gave me a tussle. All of them curves was nothing but muscle. I tore out a running across the field, a kicking up the dirt like an automobile. A shirt tailor running up and down my back. With every step I took, she gave me a whack. I'm a telling you, boys, I was cutting the breeze, running from the female Hercules. Next morning in the hospital bed, with two black eyes and a knot on my head, my teeth all loose and a brace on my neck. I felt like a man had got hurt in a wreck. I thought she was the kind that I'd like to squeeze, but she was just a female Hercules.